Welcome to Today's Issues, offering a Christian response to the issues of the day. Here's your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Today's Issues here on the American Family Radio Network. Thank you for listening to AFR, American Family Radio. Tim Wildman here with Walker Wildman. Good morning, Walker.
Good morning. Good to be here.
And Fred Jackson. Good morning, Fred.
Great to be here.
News director for American Family Radio is Fred Jackson. He is also editor, chief editor of OneNewsNow.com. OneNewsNow.com. So check that out. That's our news site. OneNewsNow.com. Check that out. Ed Battagliano is not here today, so we will now have our 2 seconds of silence.
Is he still mourning the loss of the Boston
Bruins?
That
was only 1 second, Fred. Yeah. let's give us 2 seconds.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
It was in honor of Ed Battagliano.
But we didn't lose him.
No, we didn't lose
him.
He'll
be back.
We lost him for the day.
That's right.
And
okay.
For tomorrow, I think. Anyway, he has a 4-hour trip and he takes 3 days off. That's I don't know what that's about. But
never
anyway.
Send him to Israel.
I know. So you got about his Boston Bruins loss, but I think he's already dealt with that.
He's doing pretty good. He's doing pretty good.
He didn't resort to drinking or anything like
kept
that.
Kept his door closed in his office all day yesterday.
Kept perspective on sports and life.
It was a tough day.
Kept perspective on sports and life.
I'm gonna think twice before I take off another day.
Well,
that's brutal.
Saying.
You can be guaranteed we will talk about you.
I'm just saying. All right, Walker, what are we doing on the internet today?
Yeah, we're live streaming on Facebook and YouTube. So both places, Facebook and YouTube, you can watch the radio show. So if you want to see what our faces look like, for better or worse.
And who wouldn't?
You can visit Facebook or YouTube, just type in Today's Issues. And I'll also be posting all the links to the news stories. So if you want to read more about the breaking news of the day, you can visit our Facebook page, just type in Today's Issues.
Okay, speaking of a great day, Fred said it's great to be here. What's leading the news, Fred?
You know, this morning all the networks were talking about following up on the announcement from President Trump yesterday on getting out of the Iran deal, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But in the middle of all of that, President Trump tweeting out this morning, "I am pleased to inform you that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in the air and on his way back from North Korea with the three wonderful gentlemen that everyone is looking forward to meeting. They seem to be in good health, also good meeting with the North Korean leader." We're talking about the three American hostages. They've been held there, some of them for, one of them at least, for 2 or 3 years in North Korea. And as part of what is happening with the diplomatic efforts of President Trump, the North Koreans early today released these three American hostages that have been held there. The plane took off early this morning. They're doing a refuel right now in Japan. They are due to arrive at Edwards Air Force Base at 2 o'clock tomorrow morning Eastern Time. President Trump says he will be there personally to greet them.
Is that in California? Where's that?
No.
Edwards.
Andrews.
I said
Edwards.
Oh, Andrews. Yes, I'm sorry. Andrews Air Force Base. Okay.
Yep. Outside of D.C.
Outside of D.C. So, just an absolutely terrific day. Now, these young men, these gentlemen, were being held on, I'll read you the official charge, for perpetrating state subversive plots and espionage against North Korea. No, they were working at a university. One of them, at least, is a Christian. And I think what his arrest was related to him witnessing for Christ. But two of them, I think, was just last year, 2017. But one, I believe, was in 2015. So these are three American citizens of South Korean descent.
Great diplomatic victory for President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
Mm-hmm.
And the families of these men that are coming home. What are they, in their 20s?
A couple of them are quite young, but I think there's an older gentleman. We just got off the phone a few moments ago with Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin.
Okay.
He works for the Family Research Council, and this is how he responded.
I am very proud of our president. I'm proud of our new Secretary of State. I'm proud of the whole body that advises President Trump, and I think that we need to look at the timing of all of this and recognize that at the same time that Pompeo was en route to North Korea, Donald Trump was standing up telling the world that we are canceling the Iran deal. It would seem to me that Pompeo went in with some cards in his deck there, and I think that strengthened his hand that Trump canceled this Iran deal. Now he's coming out with three hostages. But, you know, this is international leadership at its best.
General Jerry Boykin putting it very well. This is international leadership at its best. This is non-politician
this has
Donald
be,
Trump.
This has got to be killing the liberal media and the Democrats.
Absolutely. Huh? It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to President Obama because he had to pay a ransom to Iran.
Yeah.
To get, what, one or two?
Yeah.
Or three Americans?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He paid a ransom, and they can say, well, it wasn't a ransom. Well, yes, it was.
Yeah.
Y'all handed the cash off the plane, and then prisoners got on the plane and came home.
Mm-hmm.
But Trump did this by using his leverage, which is America's power on the world stage, to get these prisoners back.
Strength.
Yeah.
Using strength.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been criticized by the mainstream media. You know, he's been criticized by some in the evangelical community, like Russell Moore of the Southern Baptist Convention, the guy who demeaned people who voted for President Trump. We got a call in to Russell Moore's office to see if he wants to respond to this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just think it's, when you look at what Donald Trump has done, we'll talk about the Iran deal in just a second. He's been criticized over that, you know, he's ruining a good deal, et cetera, et cetera. President Donald Trump is doing exactly what he told the American people he would do during the election campaign. These are some of the things, and he's going ahead and doing it. And, you know, he deserves some applause for this. What I'm waiting for is how the mainstream media is going to treat this release of these three hostages. How can you do anything negative about that? That's what I would like to know. But
you underestimate the mainstream media on their hatred for President Trump. Let me ask you this. The Iran deal that he canceled yesterday, which was put into place by President Obama.
Correct.
You know, who knows all the details unless you've studied it. But I do know enough listening to President Trump yesterday on why he was canceling. It was basically there's no verification.
Correct.
Process for making sure Iran does what they are supposed to do to comply. That's, I don't know what, who signs that treaty right there. Is that basically?
Yeah, well, here's 30 seconds of President Trump's announcement yesterday.
It is clear to me that we cannot prevent an Iranian nuclear bomb under the decaying and rotten structure of the current agreement. The Iran deal is defective at its core. If we do nothing, we know exactly what will happen. In just a short period of time, the world's leading state sponsor of terror will be on the cusp of acquiring the world's most dangerous weapons.
And I think just remember last week we had Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel coming out. Mm-hmm. They had gone into Iran and grabbed all of the evidence, and President Trump actually referred to that yesterday, all of this evidence that indeed the Iranians have been developing nuclear weapons, mm-hmm. and they've got the plans in place to continue doing that. Here's the problem. Who trusts the Iranian regime? Who trusts them? You have to be naive to trust these characters.
Mm-hmm.
That was the bottom line in all of this.
Yeah, I listened to most of the speech yesterday by President Trump on his reasoning for canceling the Iran deal. It wasn't a treaty or anything like that. It was just a deal that the President of the United States, then President then Barack Obama, he agreed to.
Which many Democrats voted against President Obama, including Chuck Schumer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they said it was a bad deal for the U.S. And that's all. Chuck Schumer basically said the same thing the president said, the President Trump is saying. But did Schumer have anything to say about President Trump canceling?
Oh, yes. Chuck Schumer came out yesterday, said it was terrible for President Trump to cancel this deal and that this will undermine the trust other nations have.
Shut up. just shut up. If you can't even be halfway consistent,
Yeah.
You have somebody you have somebody agreeing with your assessment?
Yeah, who?
John Bolton. You may have heard of him.
The president's white mustache guy?
National security advisor to the president. He was asked about Schumer's reaction.
Okay.
Here's what he had to say. Cut three.
By dividing our allies, and I've just heard the president said he would impose secondary sanctions on European and Asian allies, you're making it harder to go after Hezbollah. You're making it harder to go after Iranian activities that are really dangerous, and you're probably making it harder to come to a North Korea deal.
I think they're 180 degrees wrong. I think this deal was giving Iran cover to get to the objective it's been pursuing for decades, which is deliverable nuclear weapons. This deal was badly negotiated. It was conceived with a wrong view of its consequences for the United States and Iran. I mean, really, it rested on the notion that if we could just resolve the nuclear problem, Iran's behavior would change for the better. Exactly the opposite has taken place. Iran's behavior has gotten worse. It's been more belligerent, more supportive of terrorism, as we can see from what they're doing right now in Iraq and Syria.
President Trump looks good in all of this. Chuck Schumer looks really bad.
Yeah, just the reason for my, quote, just shut up comment there was that Chuck Schumer, I wish we had the quote of him criticizing President Obama for signing this deal in the first place, like you talked about. So what I'm pointing out is, when President, to Chuck Schumer's credit, he was right in his criticism of President Obama for signing this deal. I think Schumer's a Jew from New York, and so he's pro-Israel for the most part.
Says he is.
Anyway, so he was looking out from that perspective. And so now President Trump cancels this agreement that you, Chuck Schumer, were against, but you don't have anything good to say about it. In other words, it's just all he's doing is Chuck Schumer wakes up in the morning and goes, I got to find out what President Trump is for today. Because that way I'll know what I'm against.
That's it.
Huh? Yeah, that's what he does. And Nancy Pelosi, I knew her last name. I was trying to think of some way to introduce her that was funny yet respectful, but I can't. I can't come up with it on the fly. All right, so anyway, good for President Trump. Good for Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. And may they continue on this quest to find a denuclearized Korean Peninsula so that the world can breathe a little easier. Still got Iran to deal with, true.
True.
But North Korea, that is a big, big deal. And should they come to some, sound like they're going to come to some big, grand agreement, then that North Korea will denuclearize. I think this is going to be the single most... the single most significant national security development of the 21st century.
You know who else
for the United States?
You know who else is praising President Trump over the Iran decision?
Rosie O'Donnell.
Saudi Arabia.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Saudi Arabia, yes.
Saudi Arabia. They're glad.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
glad.
Yeah, yeah. There were. Of course, you got the Sunni-Shia thing going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Sunnis in Saudi Arabia, Sunni Muslims, Shia in Iraq, but they... they don't like each other at all, and Saudi Arabia is very worried, very concerned about Iran getting a nuclear weapon. So, I don't know about Rosie O'Donnell. I just threw that out there because she's always got something to say.
The head is spinning.
She's in trouble about giving too much money to Democrats. You see that?
Yes.
Yeah. Rosie O'Donnell is. All right. We want to welcome now to our program Rick Green. You know, folks, in the future, we're going to need leaders in our state capitals, in our city, in our city halls, in our state capitals, and in Washington, D.C. We're going to need leaders of conviction who understand the Constitution, who understand the Bible, who understand our history, who understand limited government and all those things. And joining us to talk about raising up these new leaders is Rick Green, who works with David Barton, of course, on Wall Builders Live radio program, editor here on American Family Radio, but Rick also runs the Patriot Academy, and of which Walker is a alumnus. Hey, Rick, how you doing?
Hey, guys, doing great. How's your morning so far?
So far, so good, man. This is a big news day for President Trump.
No doubt.
And good news for our country.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was sitting here listening to you guys, and the whole time I was thinking how much of a difference leadership makes. And you just look at what Trump is doing right now, not only on this issue you guys have been talking about with Iran, but so many others compared to where we were 2 years ago at this time. And I think it's pretty obvious to people, if you have a leader with backbone, that has a sense of moral clarity, and I would have laughed at myself 3 years ago saying that in the same sentence as Donald Trump, but he has proven to have exactly that. God has gifted him, I believe, with the ability to see when he looks at these nations and he looks at the actors, he can tell, who the good guys are and the bad guys are, and we've been missing that for a while. So anyway, it's a blessing to have good leadership, and you hit it, Tim. That's exactly what we're raising up. I mean, just imagine not one or two leaders with backbone, but thousands of leaders with that kind of backbone, with an even better moral clarity, because I would argue, he needs a biblical worldview. Unfortunately, God's surrounding him with some great guys like Pence that have helped to guide him in the right direction. But we're raising up leaders that have that biblical worldview and the backbone, and they are. They're going, you nailed it. They're going into city halls. They're going into state legislatures. They're going into Congress. They're serving all over the country, and we desperately need more of them.
Tell our listeners, what is Patriot Academy, and whose idea was it?
Well, you'll laugh if I tell you where the original idea came from. It's a youth leadership program. We actually bring young people 16 to 25 in from around the country into state capitals across the country. We do about 7 of them around the nation now, thanks to you guys helping a lot on helping us expand to other states as well. But we train them on biblical worldview. They live the life of a legislator. So they're on the real House floor. They're in the real committee rooms. They're passing legislation. They're killing legislation. They're learning how to be good speakers, how to lead, all these skills they need to go into whatever field God calls them to. We just use the legislature as kind of the crucible of leadership laboratory to train them in these things. But the idea actually came from my dad. As I'm sitting on the House floor of the Texas legislature as a member of the legislature nearly 20 years ago, frustrated with all my, fellow quote-unquote Republicans voting for price fixing and all these other liberal things, and I'm thinking, man, these are supposed to be the conservatives. What's going on? And I pick up we had phones on the floor down there, and you can call, your office or wherever. Anyway, I called my dad. I was just complaining and whining and saying, Dad, there's very few here that have good convictions and backbone. And he said, well, son, you need to do what Bill Clinton did. I said, well, I don't want any ideas from Bill Clinton. What are you talking about? He said, Bill Clinton had this deal in Arkansas called the Governor's School, and they would bring in all the best and brightest from across the state, and they would basically indoctrinate them with liberal philosophy. They were getting the leaders at a young age and moving them into their camp. And he said, why don't you bring the leaders in at a young age and teach them Founding Fathers philosophy and biblical worldview at that age when they're trying to figure out what do they really believe and what do they want to do with their life. And that launched Patriot Academy. So about 3 years later, we finally had it all put together and had our first group, only about, 20, 22 kids there at the Texas Capitol. And I was thinking, this is not enough. We can't really change the world with it. I said, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Jesus had 12, 56 signers of the Declaration. Small groups start big things. So
yeah.
Now we train about 500 a summer.
All right, tell our listeners where you have these camps coming up this summer, and then I want Walker to talk about his experience.
You got it. We'll be all over the country. So if you're in the Northwest, closest one to you will be Idaho. So we'll be at the Boise, the capital there in Boise, Idaho. We'll be in Arizona for the Southwest folks at the capital in Phoenix. In the Southeast, we'll be in Florida. In the Northeast, we'll be in Delaware. So Florida folks, Georgia, all the Southeast folks can go to Tallahassee, or you can head up to Dover, Delaware. The big national one will be here in Texas the last week of July, first week of August. And also I want to mention that last one, the big one in Texas, that one is actually open to military veterans of any age. So we actually have a split capital. On the House side, we have the young people, 16 to 25. And then on the Senate side, we have military veterans. Last year, we had them, in their late 20s all the way up into their 70s. And it was really cool for them to have the chance to serve in a body that was a republic just like what they were defending when they were on the front lines, and now get to see what it was that they were defending, and then interact with those young people on the House side and see the next generation they could pass it to. So I already did one in Colorado. We got Virginia and Indiana coming up as well. So we're spreading it out there, but there's a lot of dates. It's all across the summer. If they go to patriotacademy.com, there's a list of each academy. you don't have to live in that region to go to that region. If a mm-hmm. you know, if a date for one is better for you, then hey, fly across country and come join us. You'll love it. I'm telling you, parents, your children will learn what it means to be a good citizen. They'll learn the biblical worldview of how government should work, and they'll learn good leadership skills, and they'll get a good sense of what it is God's calling them to as they sharpen countenance with other young people from across the country.
And I want to encourage folks who are very interested in this to go ahead and get signed up this week.
Yeah.
Don't wait. The longer you wait, you may have to pay some kind of, you know, late fee, etc. But early May, mid-May is the best time to sign up. You can visit patriotacademy.com. Go ahead and fill out the paperwork. Just takes a little bit of time and submit it. Get the ball rolling on your application. I believe, Rick, that the first academy is mid-June. Is that right?
That's right. And despite the rumors at American Family, folks, if you are late, your late fee will not be paid by Walker.
So, that's good to hear. Hey, hey, folks, this is a very good academy. I went back in 2015 for my last year of college. I went over to Patriot Academy in Texas, and it was a great experience for me. No matter what you're going to do for your career in the future, whether you're going to be involved in government or not, it's still good to go and learn how our system works.
That's
so
right.
That you can be involved at the voting booth at a minimum. And so I would encourage folks to do that.
No, Walker, you're exactly right. Sometimes people go on the website and watch one of the videos, or they listen to us talking about leadership and politics, and they think, well, that's only for people that are interested in politics. Not at all. I mean, we have students come that have never thought twice about politics, but either their parents or somebody else said, hey, we want you to go learn how to be a good citizen. And they come, and they figure out their, you know, how blessed they are to live in this system, and they start to accept that responsibility. And our graduates are in every imaginable area of the culture. So they're not just going into politics. They're making movies. They're going into business. They're in education. They're in the pulpit. They're in every single area. So you make a really good point there. I hope folks that are listening realize it's not just for those that want to be in politics. Now, if you've got a kid in speech and debate and they have volunteered on campaigns and that kind of stuff, they will feel like they've gone into heaven. I mean, they're gonna love it, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But even for that young 18, 19-year-old that's just trying to figure out what they want to do, and really, I remember at that age, I was trying to figure out, what do I really believe? You know, not what does mom and dad believe, but what do I believe, and do I really understand why mom and dad believe what they believe? That's a big part of what we're getting them to do, is really study and go deep and look at what actually works. The good news is, what we believe works. These founding principles, these biblical values that we've been trying to teach our kids all these years, it's not just because we want to pass on what we believe, we want them to be like us, it's because it works, because God's system actually works. And so we get the kids to actually start thinking through that and reasoning and just looking at the evidence of, when nations adopt godly principles, they're blessed and they get good results. When they run from those principles, they get bad results. And in our nation, we get to choose the direction of our nation. So if we want good results, we got to come back to those values.
Do you? We got 30 seconds. Do you have alumni that have that gone on to be involved in legislatures? And?
Oh, yeah. We've got some that are actually serving in the state House and Senate in Texas and in South Carolina and a couple other places. We've got, you know, probably well over 100 that are serving as staff in some sort of legislative office or in Washington, D.C. and
awesome.
Congress.
Awesome.
Running campaigns, all that kind of good stuff. Hey, we appreciate you guys. Thanks to American Family for partnering with us on this and spreading the word.
Absolutely. Well, you got your camps coming up this summer. What's the age?
16 up to 25, and it's patriotacademy.com to sign up.
Okay, for all the information on these camps, how long do they last? 4 days?
The regionals around the country are 3 days, and then the national one in Texas is a full week.
Okay. Patriotacademy.what?
.com. Patriotacademy.com.
Okay. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate
it. God bless you guys.
Okay, folks, we need to raise up leaders, and we need to get them when they're 16, 17, 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Raise up leaders for tomorrow, and we need to be training them today, and that's what Patriot Academy does. We'll be back in a couple of minutes with more of today's issues on American Family Radio. Abe Hamilton on the way.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day. or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook. Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper and deeper in credit card debt and you're not sure how to fix the problem? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management is a nonprofit organization that will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges and reduce your interest rates by as much as 60%. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. It's not a loan. It's a smart way to relieve your stress, meet your obligations, and preserve your self-respect. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. 1-800-788-1813. That's 1-800-788-1813. If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-788-1813.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. Since 1971, Liberty University's values have been defined by a commitment to excellence and a biblical worldview. Their mission of training champions for Christ has remained the foundation of everything they do. It's that mission that propels Liberty students to excellence in the classroom and beyond. More than 550 programs of study from undergrad to doctoral degrees, effectively preparing students to enter a competitive job market. Visit liberty.edu to learn more. That's liberty.edu. The Mormons have decided to sever ties with the Boy Scouts, ending a relationship that goes back nearly a century. The Mormons have long been the biggest sponsor of Boy Scout troops, representing more than 400,000 boys. They plan on starting their own youth program, but the church had been deeply troubled by policy changes on gays in scouting. Many Catholic and Protestant churches have already left the once-storied program, a drop of more than 10% since 2013. The Boy Scouts did not have to capitulate to the social justice warriors. They had the Supreme Court on their side. They had the American people on their side. But instead of standing up to the bullies, they backed down. First, it was opening the door to gay scouts, then gay leaders, then transgender scouts, then Girl Scouts. Then they changed the name. And soon I predict the Boy Scouts will lift their ban on atheists, because once you turn your back on your values, it's pretty easy to turn your back on God. I'm Todd Starnes.
This is Today's Issues. Email your comments to comments@afr.net. Past broadcasts of Today's Issues are available for listening and viewing in the archive at afr.net. Now, back to more of Today's Issues.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the radio program, Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Appreciate you listening to AFR. If you want to send us an email praising us, then you can do that. And here's your email address, comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. If you would like to send us an email criticizing us, I'm sorry, we do not have that email address available, nor do I think we'll ever get one. So there are your choices. comments@afr.net. Come on, people. Do you like reading people criticizing you? We don't either. So, you know, we don't need that. Huh? We're trying our best right here.
Yeah. Huh? We're doing like President Trump. We're thinking about pulling people's credentials.
We're giving it our best.
Criticizes.
I got to tell you something about that in just a minute. First of all, let me introduce Abraham Hamilton III, who's a host of the Hamilton Quarter each afternoon from 5 to 6 o'clock Central Time here on American Family Radio. Good morning, Abe.
Good morning, Tim.
So, people, on occasion, they send us, you know, in all seriousness, we do not mind constructive criticism. Well, I just lied. We don't like criticism of any kind, but we'll take it, and we'll try to make ourselves better if it's legitimate. But a lot of times, people send us three-page letters of things that we're doing wrong.
And it's usually like we got a mispronunciated a name.
Well, then they don't send us any money.
3 months ago.
I'm going, you don't support us, but you want to tell us how we're supposed to change.
Right.
So
I don't know if that's the proper attitude, if I need to be corrected on that.
Well, no, that's accurate. Huh? Usually the people that are most critical, it turns out that they never supported us in the first place.
Right, so anyway. Right. How you doing, Abe?
I'm doing very well in spite of my Pelicans loss last night.
The New Orleans Pelicans, the NBA franchise out of the Crescent City, of which Abraham Hamilton III hails, they lost in the playoffs last night to the NBA champions, right?
Reigning champions.
Reigning champions, the Golden State Warriors. There's no shame in losing to the Warriors, you know. So I know it hurts, but.
Shame.
Yeah.
No moral victories.
No moral victories.
Or participation trophies.
Speaking of which, we got a story about that coming up next half hour with Steve Jordan. I'll write about all the cheerleaders, or is that your story?
Yeah, we can talk about
it. Is that your story?
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about that right now. I think that's important because Abe just said everybody gets trophies in his world.
No, not in my world.
In your world, everybody does not get trophies.
That's right. I even reject shots for five-year-olds. Get it out of here.
you slap your five-year-old child's shot?
I'm kidding. Only on Sunday.
What is that? What is that commercial? It was on a couple years ago when the dad's taking the kid to the car after a little league football game or something, you know? And the 5-year-old hands the dad a trophy. Mm. And the dad goes, "What do you got this for? Y'all lost." And the dad looks at the trophy and goes, "It gets participation." And participation. Y'all know the television ad I'm talking about?
I believe so.
The dad scratches it out or something like that. He doesn't go for that. He's old school. Anyway, related to a story Fred was going to share with us.
All right. This belongs in a snowflake file or an, oh my gosh, is this really happening file.
Right.
All right. East Hanover, New Jersey. Dateline, East Hanover, New Jersey. There is a regional high school there, Hanover Park Regional High School. They recently held tryouts for cheerleading, okay? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
And so I guess you have to at least reach a certain standard. You have to be able to do flips and do whatever you do, you know, the
pyramid. Yeah, tryouts. So you make the team, right?
To see if you make the team.
Right.
Well, one mama was upset because her daughter did not make the team.
Okay. That happens every day all over America. Yep. Parents are upset because their kids – didn't succeed and fill in the blank. Go ahead.
Yeah. So mama goes to the school principal. School principal says, yeah, this is a great injustice. So everybody's going to make the team now.
Everybody tries out.
Well, this morning on Fox and Friends, they had an interview with Larry Winget. You would know him if you saw him or heard him. He's a professional motivator and author. And he was asked to respond about that everybody makes the team gesture. Cut number 6.
First of all, the school system is teaching parents that if you complain, if one mama says, my sweet baby didn't make the cheerleading squad, whether she deserved to or not, they will change school policy. Now, is this going to move over to grades? You can't pass. You don't know anything, but we're going to complain and now you're going to pass the class. Or what about driver's license? You can't drive. And you ran into a car parked on the side of the road, but that doesn't matter. I'm going to whine and complain so my baby gets her driver's license, whether she can drive or not. And think about the lessons to the kids. You know, this girl that's saying all my hard work is for nothing. She's exactly right. The lesson is that you have to work. You have to earn. You have to have merit in order to win. You don't complain and whine your way to success.
Well put.
He's spot on.
Well, you know, so everybody's a cheerleader. We got how many cheerleaders we got? Every girl's a
77.
Cheerleader. 77. We got more cheerleaders than football players. Huh? Where is this?
This is East Hanover, New Jersey.
Man.
So if you're dating a cheerleader, it means nothing. Huh? Everybody's dating a cheerleader.
And I guess they'd have to change their name from cheerleader since everybody's equal. You have to just be cheerers.
Yeah.
Is that true?
It's true.
Come on, let me read this story. I know it's true. A New Jersey high school.
The New Jersey cheerers.
Everybody,
no cheerleaders.
Everybody, come on. Well, how are we going to do? How are you going to get your routines down with everybody? How many cheerleaders we got here?
Well, I think they're going to break it up to two squads.
Oh, good.
60 good. In each.
But one squad will likely complain they didn't make it on the other.
No,
squad.
You know what's going to happen is there's going to be so many cheerleaders that they're each going to get two basketball games a year out of the 40.
Oh, the school is.
And then they're going to complain that they don't have enough basketball games to go to.
You got to put this story up.
Oh yeah,
it's off Fox News.
That's ridiculous.
The school has defended the policy, claiming that the goal is to make the team quote more inclusive.
Oh man,
that's the goal.
That's a byline.
Are they
going to
use that same tactic for the football team, the basketball team?
I know.
Yeah,
isn't it crazy?
The honor roll.
Yes.
What about the jobs at the school? Everybody can be a principal.
Everybody who applies. We don't have any teachers.
You know, another real life lesson is that. That sometimes people are just better than you. Yeah, I mean, you can work as hard as you want.
All right.
And I believe in hard work. I believe in effort. I believe in, you know, all those things, all those intangibles are sometimes measurable. But sometimes, what were you going to say, Abe?
No, I was going to say you're about to bring up a bad word called merit.
Mm. Well, I don't know if it's merit when a guy is faster than you. Is that merit?
That's just ability.
Sometimes.
Yeah, what I'm saying is merit is based on you earn your you earn what you get and your everything
based
like
on
that.
Your hard work.
I agree with that. That is merit. But I'm just saying I had to come to the reality that although I was an excellent point guard in high school, and I'm not going to exhibit false humility. I'm just going to tell you I was. And well, you can laugh if you want to, but you should have seen me. But anyway, but guess what? There was a guy in my grade who was better than me. And I knew it. He knew it. Mm-hmm. And so I played backup.
Mm-hmm.
So that wasn't merit. That was the fact that he was physically better than I was. Mm-hmm. So
was it limited to physical
happens.
Or could
it's
he shoot
thing,
better?
Same thing
you.
In this cheerleading thing, though. Some of these girls are more flexible. And more, you know, they can
stronger,
yeah. And they can do the things. Not everybody can do this. So,
yeah.
Anyway,
you know,
that's just a reality we all have to deal with at some point.
I'm going to start out with an exception. Yeah. We understand there are good schools out there and good teachers and other schools that would never do what this principal did.
Right.
But I think this principal is demonstrating that he's part of the education swamp that is out there. You know, it's the same swamp that creates students, university students, that says, I want everything free. I want my tuition free.
Yeah.
I want jobs. They're the Bernie Sanders thinking, you know, that I don't want to pay anything for tuition. I want a guaranteed job when I want out. I want a guaranteed salary when I get out. The education system overall, there are exceptions, but overall are creating this kind of expectation. But sooner or later, you run into a wall. There is an employer who says, I'm sorry, you don't get the job. I'm sorry, you don't get the increase that candidate A got.
That's why the Bernie's platform is so attractive to some of these people that are being produced there. Because if you are being inculcated with the idea that everybody gets a cheerleading uniform, then that's not a far cry from everybody gets a job.
Yeah, and we're really doing our kids an injustice.
Yes.
Because there is one thing that will not change, and it's these two words called bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
And when you graduate college and get a job, that's all your boss cares about, bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the money. And if you're not doing a good job, then you get fired. No matter, you know, there's no all-inclusive policy when it comes to employment.
According to this story from Fox News, according to the school board, and this is in New Jersey, I've forgotten where, I don't know.
East Hanover.
The black squad, they've divided them into two groups. The black squad, which normally would be made up of students with the highest scores during the tryouts, now will be made up of students from grades 11 through 12. And the white squad, normally, I don't know why they had to make this a racial thing, but anyway. And the white squad, normally made up of those with scores ranking below the Rubik. What's a Rubik, Fred?
Rubik?
R-U-B-I-C.
Rubik.
Yeah, Rubik. I guess it would be
like
the
standard.
The lowest standard for the previous squad.
Yeah, you got some writer from Fox News wanting to use a fancy word.
Squad B.
Here.
Huh? It's a fancy word for the backup team.
I don't know what a Rubik's Cube is, yeah. But anyway, we'll now feature students from grades 9 and 11. So they're dividing them up into juniors and seniors and freshmen JV. And sophomores, but not but that's it. There's no
ability anyway. Has nothing to do with
anyway, it. Anyway, why are we talking about this story so much? Because it is a problem in our modern society that Abe's pointing out, and that is that a lot of young people are developing an entitlement mentality, and which is not necessarily based on merit or achievement or hard work. So that's been the traditional American way of getting where you're going or where you can be happy and be content is knowing you're giving your all and you're being rewarded for it. So you're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. What do you got coming up this afternoon on your show, Abe?
Several things. So you have this, and I have this story on my desk right now. You have the situation that there's some reports of potential tension in the Middle East following the president's announcement of withdrawal of the U.S. From the
potential.
Iran deal. Yeah, you know that.
In the Middle East, potential what?
Yeah.
Unrest.
Unrest.
Wow.
Coming from the Iranians.
Okay.
Go figure.
Yeah, I don't know. First I heard of that.
Yeah. In the last two, isn't it?
First I heard of that.
They had a piece of paper in the Iranian parliament. Is that what they called the parliament there?
Yeah.
They had a piece of paper with the American flag on it this morning. And so they all gathered around this podium, and they got their little Bic lighters
going.
Did they
burn our flag?
And that's why we got rid of the Iranians.
And they had trouble lighting this thing. And they all get up there, and then finally they light this little piece of paper with the American flag on it, and then they stomp on it, and then they all clap.
Well, that's a good way to show that they weren't going to do what President Trump said they were going to do.
Yeah.
Just, you know, that's a good way to exhibit goodwill toward America, burn our flag like that, when that's what President Trump is saying, this is what they want to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Metaphorically burn that's our right. flag, but literally they want to harm us. Anyway, so we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, so I'll talk about that, talk a little bit about that and other things.
And you want to give it all away, right?
Not everything. You have to tune in to hear.
And then Secretary of State Mike Pompeo en route from Korea.
With three Americans.
Yeah. So we were celebrating that. All right.
I have to say this.
Yes, please do.
You can say what you want about President Trump. He's doing things that if you would have said these things would have been able to be accomplished in 2015, people would have said, no way. And here we are, U.S. Embassy going to Jerusalem, Kim Jong-un saying that we're going to end this war in Korea.
Economy's on the rebound.
Economies through
unemployment record is the lowest it's been
in 18 years.
But African-Americans and Hispanics
ever
are doing better.
Yeah.
And everybody is. But, I mean, one thing I wish President Trump would get a hold of, though, is the rising gas prices. Because my tank, I noticed a difference on that.
Yeah.
So he needs to do something about that, Abe.
Well.
I'm being facetious because I don't personally believe that a president controls the gasoline prices, whether it's Barack Obama, George W. Bush, or Donald Trump. I think gases of oil are controlled by the free market and manipulated by OPEC.
Yes.
Well, I think the Saudis are celebrating what the president did yesterday with Iran. I think the Saudis has a goodwill gesture. You put out another 100,000 barrels a day.
Yeah.
That'll take care of it.
Yeah.
All right. Another thing I'll discuss is Iowa passing.
Hey, we're going to talk about that right now. You want to hang around and listen to our guest because we're going to scoop Abraham Hamilton III right here on the story he's going to do this afternoon. Luana Stoltenberg is with us. And Luana is going to talk about the Iowa heartbeat bill. Luana, this is Tim Wildman. Thanks for being on with us.
Hi, Tim. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, tell us about yourself first.
Well, I am a woman who lives in Iowa who has been hurt by abortion, wrote a book about it, and wanting to tell people about how the Lord loves us and He forgives us and He wants to heal us. And I'm very involved in the political system here because it's amazing, your guest that was on prior, that talked about getting involved in legislation. It is so important that we, the people, get involved in our legislation to tell our legislators what is right, what is just, what is true, and what the people want. And so a group of ladies and myself went before the women of the House our Iowa House to talk to them about how we had been hurt by abortion. We're able to share the pain of abortion and what abortion is doing to our society, which is wrong, killing our children, but it's hurting our women, and it's destroying our families. And so those women listened to us, and then the bill was heard on Tuesday, May 1st, in the House, and it passed. So it quickly went to the Senate, and it passed in the Senate that very night at about 2:32 a.m., and our governor just signed the bill on Friday, last Friday.
Yeah. We're talking to Luanna Stoltenberg. What is your website for your ministry?
My website is luannastoltenberg.com.
So I mispronounced your name. It's Luanna.
It is. Thank you. It's a long A. Not a very common name.
Okay.
So
well,
I've mispronounced it many times.
L-U-A-N-A. So you're a... Yes. Well, you had an abortion when you were... teenager, yes. Or something?
Yes, I had three abortions when I was a teenager. I believed the lies that the world and the industry was telling me. I heard it was safe, it was easy, and it would be quick, and it would solve all my problems. And it did not solve any of my problems. It just made me a mother of a dead child. Mm-hmm. And so then when I did get my life together, met the Lord Jesus Christ, and got married to a wonderful man, we tried to have children and were unable to have any children because the damage that those abortions caused my body. And my story is not an uncommon story. There are so many women within our nation that have been so harmed by abortion. You know, we've had, Tim, we've had 60 million plus abortions in our nation since it was made legal. How many women have been hurt and affected by this? So
yeah.
Many. There are probably women in the pews of the churches that have been hurt by this, and it affects their life. You know, when women and people are hurting, they live out of that hurt and out of that pain.
Oh, yeah.
God wants them to be healed, but
yeah.
He also wants their lives changed.
We could open them, and we have done this before. We could open up the phone lines right now and go for hours with testimonies that women would call in and share with us. We're talking about Christian women who would call in and share with us their stories, like Luanna is sharing with us right now, of how abortion impacted their life in such a negative way. Mm. And but yet there is hope and healing and forgiveness and grace and a new day with what God offers, forgiveness through the power of Jesus Christ. And that's what we proclaim each and every day. Let me ask you this. The Iowa Heartbeat Bill, that's what it's called. By the way, we're going to be talking to a state legislator from Iowa tomorrow to tell us how this happened politically tomorrow on our program. But this is so wonderful to, by the way, for a heartbeat bill to come out of the heartland. Y'all like that? The way I did that? This is just so good because this could set a precedent for other states. Now, didn't Ohio... Ohio passed a heartbeat bill, but it was vetoed by John Kasich. Yeah.
Yes. Mm.
But now, the heartbeat bill in Iowa was signed into law by the governor. The governor's name is what now? Who?
Kim Reynolds.
Well, good for her. and when does this go into effect?
I believe it goes into effect immediately. They are expecting some lawsuits against
it. Oh, yeah.
But we're almost welcoming it because we want to challenge law.
Yeah.
You know, it's time for us as a nation to look at our laws and see, are they good law or are they bad law? How are they affecting us?
Yeah.
And this law is not a good law. It's not a good law. So we're hoping that it will go all the way up and we can get it reversed. Roe versus Wade will be no more.
Yeah. Well, praise the Lord for the people of Iowa getting this done through the legislature, and congratulations. And We thank the governor for signing it, and I know it'll be challenged by Planned Parenthood or the ACLU or somebody, but it needed to be done. The day has come when we need to go to court and use the ultrasound and use the other medical advancements we've had since Roe versus Wade. And Luanna, give us your website again, and we thank you for being our guest here on American Family Radio.
My website is www.luannastoltenberg.com. And Tim, I'd just like to add, too, if there are any women who are hurting from abortion, you can go on the Justice Foundation or Operation Outcry's website, and you can fill out a declaration that will state how you have been hurt by abortion. That was part of what we placed into record in Iowa. It was over 4,500 women's stories saying, I've been hurt by abortion. And we really believe that this and a petition you could also sign if you haven't had an abortion but you believe it's wrong is the moral outcry. It is a petition that Alan Parker has formed with the Justice Foundation. We need to bring all this evidence before our courts. If this does go to the Supreme Court, we are hoping for a mountains of evidence, and we can use those declarations to say to the courts, women are hurting because of this.
Yeah.
Please overturn this. So I would just encourage women, go on the Operation Outcry website or the Justice Foundation's website, fill out that declaration, say, and you can, if you're a man as well, you can fill it out.
Yeah.
Go on that website and fill it out to say that, and let your voice be heard by the courts to say we want this overturned.
Luana, thanks so much for being our guest. We appreciate it. God bless you, and thank you for sharing your testimony and for the great news out of your home state there. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us on. You're doing a great job informing us.
God bless you. All right, bless you. Hey, but I want to ask you this. You know, in politics, communicating to the public on an issue, oftentimes you need something that's simple that the everyday person can grasp and understand to move your message forward.
Yeah.
And in this case, everybody knows what a heartbeat is.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody does know what a heartbeat is. Most people, if you had the experience of having an ultrasound done on your child, one of the first things you do is when you go to get that pregnancy confirmed early on in the process, right at about 6 or 7 weeks, is you get to see the four distinct chambers of your young child in utero where you can see and even hear in some instances those heartbeat, that child's heartbeat. And so to articulate this issue and frame it in such a way to where at the presence of a discernible heartbeat that abortion would be criminalized, would be outlawed. It's an amazing feat legislatively, but it's also in terms of communicating to human beings. You go to anybody, go to a Waffle House, go to IHOP and say, man, all it's saying is if there's a heartbeat, there's a clear child there. Right. We don't think children should be killed.
Right.
I think it is a huge step in the right direction to ultimately seeing Roe versus Wade and its progeny filed forever into the dustbins of history.
Abe, and also this, when we talk about, most adults would know this if you've had a child or know someone who's had a child, that heartbeat starts pretty early.
Pretty early.
Pretty early after conception. You're talking 6 weeks, somewhere in that time frame. I know my wife and I went 10 weeks to the doctor and heard a heartbeat that had been there. It was very strong. So we're talking about severely cutting down the number of abortions, right?
Absolutely. And as Luana referred to, the lawsuits that most likely will follow is not something that people are running from, because it'll give an opportunity to bring back to the fore Roe versus Wade. And most legal scholars will tell you, whether they're pro-life or they are pro-death, they'll tell you that decision was a horribly reasoned decision.
Yeah.
So it gives this opportunity to revisit it and see whether or not it will come with the replacement of another justice on the high court by President Trump, where potentially we could see Roe versus Wade overturned in our lifetime.
All right, Abe, look forward to your show this afternoon at 5:05 Central Time here on American Family Radio, the Hamilton Quarter with Abraham Hamilton III. Walker and I shall return momentarily. Fred, thank you.
You're welcome.
For your contribution to this hour. Steve Jordahl will be with us in 5 minutes as we roll on with more news of the day right here on American Family Radio.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.